Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, Finance Minister tables first supplementary estimates, and Transport and Works Minister provides update on Goat Islands. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips on Tuesday tabled the first supplementary estimates for the 2013-2014 financial year. It reveals that the budget has been revised downwards from $520.886 billion to $500.7 billion, a reduction of $20.15 billion. The estimates also show a decrease in recurrent or housekeeping expenditure from $370.4 billion to $358.2 billion, with savings of $12.2 billion, and reduction in the capital budget from $150.40 billion to $142.43 billion, reflecting $7.96 billion in savings. Members of the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee, PAAC, are scheduled to consider the supplementary estimates on February 27. It will then be debated in the House of Representatives for its approval. The Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, and China Harbor Engineering Company Limited, CHEC, have arrived at an initial framework agreement that provides the general terms and conditions under which discussions will continue regarding the development of a transshipment port and related facilities at Goat Islands. This was disclosed by Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, as he gave an update on the Portland Bight Goat Islands project in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Dr. Davies says the project is being envisaged as a large greenfield development, which essentially means it is being developed where no previous facilities exist. Minister Davies says the project will be implemented in phases. The first phase of the project will include the development of an industrial park and the laying and development of infrastructure facilities. Dr. Davies explains that the industrial park will carry on the operations associated with storage, assembly and packaging of goods in light industries, heavy industrial manufacturing, information technology and skills training.
The laying and development of infrastructure facilities to include bridges, roads, drives within the project area, pipelines and water storage facilities, sewer lines and sewer treatment facilities, electricity transmission lines and electricity generation facilities, cable transmission lines and similar services and facilities contemplated for the project.
Other areas of the project include dredging and land reclamation activities to create the port and suitable access channel. There will also be the construction of a coal-fired electricity generation plant for the supply of electricity to the facilities comprising the project. Meanwhile, CHEC, with the assistance from PAJ, has applied to the National Environment and Planning Agency for a beach control license. This in order to begin its geotechnical investigation and engineering survey necessary to determine the feasibility of the project. Dr. Davies told parliamentarians that the Urban Development Corporation and Agro Investments Corporation, the owners of the properties under consideration, have agreed for CHEC to enter their properties for the purpose of conducting these investigations.
The technical feasibility study is expected to be completed by the end of April 2014. The preliminary designs for the first phase of the project will begin immediately thereafter, and they will be expected to be completed by the end of June 2014.
The Transport and Works Minister, however, notes that there are a number of issues which will need to be addressed prior to signing a binding and definitive framework agreement. These include the acquisition of lands currently owned by the UDC and the Ministry of Agriculture, taxes and incentives which would take into account imminent repeal of the Free Zone Act in 2015 and pending decisions regarding the treatment of commercial economic zones. Dr. Davies notes that focus will also have to be placed on reviewing applicable laws and policy and procedure in light of possible requests for citizenship from investors within the project area. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.